Hey Dwight, when you and the Browns played, you guys played 3 years ago. You got a huge strip sack on Joe Thomas, fumble, and Mathis picks up the ball, runs for a touchdown. What do you remember about that?
Well, to be honest with you, I hadn't got a chance to really review that play, but I do remember Mathis scoring the touchdown, and obviously it was a big play for us. I think the game, I don't know what the game was, but I know it was kind of tight at that point.
You guys won the game 10-6. In the last three times you've played against the Browns, they've actually played well defensively, which I know that's not your concern, but what do you remember about those games?
Well, it's always been pretty much a good game, last few times we played Cleveland. So I mean, I understand that they have a good, good team, and they match up well with against us.
Dwight, where does Joe Thomas rank among left tackles, and what makes him so good?
Well, you know what? I think that he's definitely up there, upper echelon of offensive tackles. Obviously, his Pro Bowls, are a proof of that, and definitely he works hard. So, I mean, I don't have a rank, as in one, two, or three, but, he's definitely in the top five.
Hey, Dwight, when you go against an elite guy like Thomas, do you relish that? I mean, does that get your adrenaline flowing, just maybe a little bit more knowing that you have that challenge?
I think so. I mean, when you go out there on the field, you always try to, find different ways to get you going. And obviously, you want to compete, and that's kind of some of the reasons why you play the game. And when you can play against a guy of the caliber of Joe, it kind of makes you bring that A game out. And for me, obviously, sometimes those games I cherish a lot more because of the fact that, hopefully you see some one-on-one blocking, me versus him. The teams, you see a lot of double teams and triple teams, so you really don't get an opportunity to really go after a guy, mano a mano. So we'll see what happens.
If you could pinpoint, a reason or two why you've been able to be such a successful pass rusher throughout your career, what would it be?
Well, I think it's just continuous and hard work. I keep going. For a pass rusher in this league, you fail 99% of the time, and then the one time you actually succeed, it's like you had a great game. Actually getting against a great tackle or what have you, and you make a play. So, I mean, for me, it's always been just keep working hard. And sometimes you just make plays based on the fact that you just keep working.
How did expectations change without Peyton Manning being in the lineup?
Doesn't change. Same thing. Obviously, it's unfortunate that he's not there. It's going to be hard to put some things together, but it's not impossible. We're just going to take each game individually and try to get things going.
Was the loss to the Texans a wake-up call?
I don't know if it was a wake-up call, but we know that we can't play like that. But last year was the same thing. Last year we lost to the Texans the first game of the year too, and it's probably about the same score. So this is no different. In the National Football League, every team, they all get paid too. And sometimes you're not going to have your best games. You just try to, have as few games like that as possible. And try to win more games than lose and get into playoffs and win the division and get into the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. And that's kind of your goal. So, we don't go into the season thinking we're going to be 17-0 or 16-0 or what have you. We understand we're just going to go out there and try to play as hard as we possibly can and win as many games as we can.
Dwight, the Browns are having some problems at right tackle. Can you and Robert Mathis take advantage of that and take control of this game?
Well, I think me and Rob go into the game thinking that we can take over any game, to be honest with you. But you know what? Sometimes teams understand that and they prepare for that. So it's not like the Cleveland Browns are going to sit there and say, "Well, whoever's going to go in, we're just going to leave him on an island and you know, it's up to him to block Robert. No, they're gonna definitely help out, especially if a guy's in there that hadn't been there in a while, hadn't started. They're gonna help. You know, they're gonna bring the tight end. They're gonna bring the guard. They're gonna slide protection. So, you know, it's not all, you know, the right tackle out there by himself. You know, those days, you know, you rarely see those days anymore.
Mm-hmm. How's the mood of the team following a disappointing opener, and how are you guys putting that behind you?
Well, I mean, like I said before, it's one game, you know, and if you want to, you know, kind of compare this to a heavyweight fight or back in the day, it's 16 rounds. You know, you lose one round doesn't mean you lose the whole entire fight. And that's just what it is. And that's our mentality. We go out there and, you know, if we didn't succeed with the victory or we didn't play well, go back to the drawing board, and now it's round two.
Mm. How long does it take for a pass rusher to thrive in the NFL, and how tough is it for a rookie like Jabal Sheard?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, thriving in the league as a pro, I mean, I think it's all based on the individual and your, you know, what scheme you're in, you know, and just things that, you know, like for instance, you could play in a 3-4 scheme and be a defensive end where you get double teamed all the time, and you know, it may not translate in numbers or sacks, but you can thrive in what you do in that scheme. Outside linebackers or, you know, whatever, can get one-on-ones with running backs and thrive in that. You know, it just all depends on the scheme and where you are and your progression within the team that you're in. So it's kind of hard to answer that question other than the fact that, you know, it's all individually based and based on your team.